From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. At one time, the idea of medical marijuana in Alabama was laughable. In fact, less than a decade ago, such a proposal was deemed the deadest bill in the legislature. Yet a measure to allow medical marijuana is now before Governor Kay Ivey, as lawmakers gave the bill final passage yesterday. As we start this week's legislative wrap-up with Alabama Public Television's Don Daly, he joins us now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Andrew. Nice to be with you.
Well, the biggest hurdle for this medical marijuana bill was making it through the House. It survived a filibuster. It took 2 days of debate before passing yesterday. How did it overcome that obstacle?
Well, in speaking with the champion of this legislation for the last 3 years, Senator Tim Melson of Florence, he has said it has been a process of slowly but surely changing minds and hearts about this issue, and hearing a lot of personal stories from lawmakers about people they know either benefiting from use of the drug or having the potential of benefiting. He said it's been an educational process, that people have been won over during the process. And he said some of those people that he ultimately won over were not people that he would have initially thought might have come over to his side.
Well, the fate of the bill is now in Governor Kay Ivey's hands. A spokeswoman for her office says the governor will give it diligent consideration. Assuming the bill does become law, how long before people could buy medical marijuana?
It will be some time. There is a lengthy process. It could be up to a year of establishing all the protocols, the safety measures that are outlined in the bill. Getting those up and going could take up to a year, but as Representative Mike Ball of Madison said yesterday, he carried the bill in the House. He said, at least we are there now, or on the cusp of being there.
Backers of a lottery and casino bill don't have much to celebrate, as that bill stalled last night. There were hours of negotiation that failed to produce a breakthrough, finger-pointing, a last-minute new proposal. What happened yesterday?
Well, there was a lot of behind-the-scenes maneuvering over the comprehensive gambling plan, which would have set up a lottery, allowed for casinos and sports betting in the state. The governor's office was involved in those negotiations, and the leaders of both parties were also involved. They could not reach an agreement, and the votes were not there for the comprehensive gambling plan as written. So late in the day, to get something out so that voters could ultimately decide the issue next year, a lottery-only bill was proposed. Many Democrats contended that they were locked out of the process of that lottery-only bill, and were just seeing it as it was introduced on the House floor late last night. And it just didn't have enough time to get through the process last night. The lottery-only bill didn't, before time expired in the session, because the legislative day ended at midnight.
Well, there is 1 day left. What are the prospects for this casino proposal?
We don't know if it'll be a lottery-only bill that might be back before lawmakers on the final day on May 17th. Speaker Mac McCutcheon said late last night that it's possible that they could get something out on the last day of the legislative session, but he also said it was doubtful.
Well, after such an intense week in the legislature, you might need to relax. And for some students, they could have a new option. The Senate passed a bill yesterday to end the state's ban on yoga in public schools. Now goes back to the House. And Don, briefly, remind us what this bill says.
Well, it's all about physical and mental well-being. Representative Jeremy Gray of Opelika, who's a former professional football player, brought this bill for 3 years running, and he said it was all about the health of students, and he wanted public school students in the state to have the opportunity to practice yoga like so many other people in the state already do. But public schools had banned the use of yoga over 20 years ago, and it had a lot to do with concerns about its ties to Eastern religion. But here we are, and Representative Gray has said that he's happy that after 3 years of trying to get this out, that it was finally approved.
Don Daly is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Don, thanks so much.
Andrew, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.